In this portion of our canoe regatta interviews, I had the pleasure of speaking with Al Rudquist from Minnesota. Al is a pro paddler, a long-time paddler, and he hasn't been at the General Clinton in 3 years. Hi, Al. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful morning here in Minnesota.
Well, let me ask you, why haven't you been down the last 3 years?
That's sort of an interesting question. I was asking myself that last winter and sort of thinking, I guess I need to go back. It just gets to be a longer trip. I've been out there, I think, 25 or 26 years in a row, and it just gets to be a long haul to drive out there as you get older. That's part of the thing. Got a new job where that takes a lot more time out of my day and a lot less time to train. Makes it less exciting to go there where you're not really well prepared. And felt like it was time to get back again.
Speaking of getting back again, you're picking the right year.
Well, you know, the 50th anniversary is a milestone for a race to be around that long and, you know, retain its status as a big race, and just want to go be a part of that celebration.
Al, how did you get into canoe racing?
When I was 14 years old, there was a canoe racer that lived, you know, a little town next to ours. He had kids my age, and they were racing, and I saw their pictures in the paper every weekend. They were always going off to this and that race, and I thought that would be fun. So that was 1974, and that's when I got started.
And who did you get started with?
His name was Robin Baker. He raced Shawinigan and did out to Quebec and did a bunch of big races back in the early to middle 60s and, you know, lived here. And, you know, like I said, his kids started paddling, and he sort of started teaching me back in that era.
He must have been proud at what you were able to accomplish in canoeing.
Well, you know, he still smiles when he sees me and tells me he taught me everything I know.
So how many times have you done the Clinton?
The first year I was there was 1982, and I didn't miss a year until I think I went 2008 was the last year I was there. I think that's, what, 26 or 27 years?
How many different partners in all that time?
Oh, boy. I suppose 6 or 8 different people I've probably raced with.
Well, this year you're paddling with Bill Taranjo, who you have paddled with many times. What is it about Bill that you like to paddle?
He's a really good stern person, and he's really easy to paddle with. You know, we don't get a lot of time to train together, so, you know, to do that, you got to find somebody that you fit in well with, and you can just go jump in a boat, practice for an hour, and be as good as you're going to be.
How does that work? Now, Bill's in Michigan, you're in Minnesota, obviously you practice separately, but, I mean, do you call each other up and say, okay, here's what I'm doing today, I'm doing sprints, or I'm working on this, or how does that work?
You just figure he's going to show up in shape, and I'm going to show up in shape, and we'll be fine. You trust him. He's not going to show up out there slacking, and neither am I.
Yeah, you never have, and neither has Bill. Take us back to that 1 year. One year you came across the finish line, and I was really surprised you made it across the finish line because you were hurting. You got hit with a branch during the race, a huge branch.
Randy Drake, I don't know, 1980-something, and we were up in the very early part of the race, and we were catching a team, and they went into a tree, you know, like a 2-inch in diameter, you know, leaning out across the river, and they bent it past them, and we were just in the position when it came off. It came back and smacked me right in the head, and I next wake up looking up in this little tiny dark hole looking straight up at the sky, and my glasses are broken. And so we sat up and started paddling, and after an hour I felt better again, but that was pretty weird. I got knocked pretty much out by that thing.
How does a guy get knocked out and then continue to race at 60, 70 strokes per minute? That's amazing to me.
You know, the worst part was, you know, my eyes were, you know, without my glasses, I couldn't see anything for a while. You know, that was sort of gave me a headache for a bit. Once I got my glasses on, it was a whole lot better. Got my spare glasses, and it was a lot better that day. We lost some time for half an hour probably, but I can't remember how we finished. We didn't have too bad a day, I don't think.
No, you didn't. Speaking of General Clinton, this is the 50th year, as we said, and this is also the first year of the Clinton Hall of Fame.
Very credible list of people that are very important to the history of the race. I think it's a great way to get going and recognize some of the people that have been important and done very well. Really neat idea.
Back in 1963, a guy named Charlie Hinckley just had this crazy idea to have this canoe race from Cooperstown down to Bainbridge, and everybody said it wouldn't work, and it was ridiculous, and it was crazy, and lo and behold, 50 years later, people are coming from all over North America. Last year, there were participants from the Netherlands as well as New Zealand. This race has just become huge.
Mm-hmm. And I know there have been people from Belize and, you know, around the world, and it has a reputation of being a long, hard, challenging race with good competition, and that's going to attract people to come and do it.
So are you thinking you should be a top 10 pro finisher this year?
I would think, you know, you'd love to hope you can be top 5, but, you know, that would be pretty optimistic after not racing much, so I'd be content to be racing in the top 10, and you get in there and you never know where you could be. You know, it's a pretty good field. You could be 4th or 11th, and there's not a lot of difference.
What makes this race so unique for someone who's into canoe racing?
It's one day, and it's long, and it's shallow water. It means it's hard from the start, and, you know, it's early in the year, so it's a real challenge to be fit enough to do it.
You must not get a lot of time to practice because it's colder in Minnesota, with it being early in the year, the race.
Well, we have a paper mill in town, so I can get in the river the end of February, so I've got 3 months to get ready, and I'll have 150 hours in the water, which should be enough. I'm not too worried about that.
And when you come down, obviously you leave family behind. Do you have kids? Do they come? Do they canoe race?
Oh, they race a little bit, but they're busy with track and other things they're doing, so they'll be, you know, here and there around the rest of the place. So no, we'll be coming, just Bill and I.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Al, and it's great that you're going to be back, and we hope to see you at the finish line on Monday.
Well, thank you, and I look forward to being there.
You can see Al and his partner Bill Taranjo in Canoe P27. For Canoe Regatta 2012, I'm Craig Stevens.